Okay, Parshas Achrei Moisim and Kedoshim happen to have a connection. We'll discuss a little bit of the connection between Achrei Moisim and Kedoshim. Achrei Moisim deals with the level of Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, the ultimate level of Kedusha, the Lifnei V'Lifnim of the Kohen Gadol. And Parshas Kedoshim deals with the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the highest level of Kedusha that Klal Yisrael is. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem. So I'm going to tie these two Kedushas together with a very difficult Chazal. We'll start with the beginning of this week's Parsha. The first passing in this week's Parsha, number one, seems to have no connection to the Parsha. And it seems to be almost a thorn to Aaron HaKohen. The pasuk starts, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe acharei Mois shnei v'nei Aaron bekorvosom ufnei Hashem vayomusu. So the pasuk says, and then it goes, Vayem Hashem el Moshe daber el Aaron, and it goes into the parsha of Yom Kippur. Al yovei b'choleis al ha-kodesh b'zeis yovei Aaron. So the hemshech of the parsha now goes into the Kohen Gadol, going all into the lifnei v'lifnim. What does it have to do with Aaron HaKohen's children dying? What's going on here? Achrei Mois shnei b'nei Aaron b'korvosom ufnei Hashem v'yamusu. How does that enlighten anything that has anything to do with Yom Kippur? In fact, the Teres Kahanim asks a question. What's going on? And the Teres Kahanim makes an analogy. Teres Kahanim says, Moshe l'mar dov odoyme. You have two sick people. Okay, the doctor comes in to give the cholim some musar, that they should be careful to go on a diet, or they have to do exercise, or whatever they have to do. And the doctor, the first patient, the doctor says, listen, if you don't do it, you're going to die. And I see that with people a lot. You could tell them that they should modify certain things. It's very hard for them to do it. And even when you tell them the dangers that potentially can happen, come their way, they don't do it. But then, there's another way. And the other way is you visualize to the patient. You tell him, you know, there's a guy next door. He's dead. So you modify your lifestyle so you don't end up like him. And as they're wheeling the body out, that makes a different roshim. That's a different hashpor. Because you see it. So the Medrash says, of course, that's much more of an impact. The Medrash then says that is the musa that the Baruch Hashem was giving here indirectly through Moshe. It wasn't dafka to Aaron, it's to the Kohanim, Gedolim. That look what happened to Aaron's sons, great men, look what happened to them. And Mimela, you should learn from them. That's the obvious question is, what does the death of Nadav Avihu have anything to do with going into the Lifnei V'Lifnim? What's the analogy? It would make sense. We know that Aaron HaKohen's children died for a range of reasons. The most famous reasons are they didn't get married, they went to Beis HaMikdash when they were drunk, Moir HaLocha B'fnei Rabon. These are the reasons, the most famous reasons why Aaron HaKohen's children died. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. According to no version, were they nifta because of anything to do with Yom Kippur, Avodas Yom Kippur. So what's the reason why the Aaron HaKohen would be warned that you should know Al Yomus Kederech Shemeis Bonov? Obviously, you see, there's some kind of connection between Avodas Yom Kippur and the Misas B'nei Aaron, the Misa of the two sons of Aaron. Okay. You have to know what that is. So I'm going to try to give you a shtickle beer. When the Pasuk talks about going into Lifnei V'Lifnim, going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Torah goes and says as follows. It says that V'kol Adam lo yeh bo'el moed. Kol Adam lo yeh bo'el moed. So Chazal said this is coming to include the Malachim. I feel malachim should demayim, pnei demayim doimim musodom lo yiyah boi el moed. So even malachim can't go into the el moed. Now this is unique. Really, all the mitzvahs HaTorah is lav b'shamayim hi. All the mitzvahs HaTorah weren't given to the malachim. But here the Torah went out of its way to say, you should know, l'fnai v'lifnim, that's not for the Kohen, for the malachim. That's only for Kohen. What's the mussar here? What's the Torah coming to tell us? So it's specifically excluding the malachim from going l'fnai v'lifnim. Obviously, it could show us our greatness, that we could go l'fnai v'lifnim. But it's very difficult to learn that way. I mean, malachim can go to the Kisei HaKovet. We know there's a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, and there's a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, right? And the way we understand, at least on our level, is that the ultimate is the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. And Chazal tell us that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata is Mechuvin connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala, that they're parallel to each other. And that was the whole Sula Mutzav Ha'altza by Yankiv Avinu. Mutzav Ha'altza V'Roshim Magia HaShemayimah. It was a Shara Shemayim. Right? And that's the whole famous tshuva from the Chidor, Bavadi Yosef, that you could say Slichas at night if it's after the Zman of Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rabbanu Shalom's clock is like the clock hanging over Yerushalayim. Because that's where the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala is. Mechuvin Kenegah, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. So, the Malachim, they're in Shemayim. So what are we talking about when we say, oh, Malachim, they can't go Lefnai V'Lefnim. They could go to L'chorah, they have access to the L'malah. They have access to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. Kol Shekein, they should have access to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. How could it be that we say that? And the Torah goes out of its way to tell you, they're not in there. They have no access there. The Rabbanu Shel Olam won't let them in to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. And obviously the fact that the Torah is telling us is something we're supposed to learn from that. Now, there are those that learn, v'chol odom l'yia bo'oil mo'ed, there is one mandama who says fakert, v'chol odom davka odom. But a malach could. But the Teres Kahanim says, no, afilu malachim, she'doymin l'odom, they also can't go in. Anyway, after the parsha of Yom Kippur, we learn a parsha called Shchutei Chutz. Parsha Shchutei Chutz. And Parsha Shchutei Chutz deals primarily with somebody who takes kachim and he's makrovit outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a tremendous chet chomer, tremendous chet. And the pasuk says as follows, Isha ish, ish ish mi Beis Yisrael, asher ish chatz shor kesef v'yeis b'machane, v'l pesach ha'yom moed lo hiviyoy. So the pasuk says as follows, dam yechoshev lo ishahu. Dom Yechoshev Lishahu. The person is Dom. Dom Shafach. You hear the Lashon the Torah uses? The Torah calls him a murderer. The Torah uses the same lingo that you would use on a murderer. I mean, he shechted a behema b'chutz. I understand, it's not a good thing. It's not nice. But the Pasuk uses, if you didn't see the Pesukim before, you'd say it's talking about Ritzich. It says, Dom Yechoshev Lishahu, Dom Shafach. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, forget even before the Or Chaim HaKadosh, the Ramban, right here, the Ramban tries to explain how does the murder language fit in over here. And the Ramban has a very creative idea. The Ramban says, Mimaisi Breishis Yeomer. It's going back to Maisi Breishis, because we know when Hashem created the world, it was also for them to shecht animals till Noach came. So he says, Hine b'kol bali chayim, he says, he goes through the whole thing, ki yerak asod en asati lachem kol, avol yishchet, mechutz lamachne, yechoshev kesheifich domim. Unbelievable Ramban. So shvichas domim. Killing an animal, shechting an animal, shvichas domim. Now the obvious question is, if that's the case, if somebody just kills an animal, it should be the same thing. Somebody hunts. And the Noda B'Yuda has that famous tshuva in Yeredeya, about somebody who's a hunter, and he asked the Shaila, is he allowed to hunt for a hobby? He asked the Noi de Biyuda Shaila. And the Noi de Biyuda first gives him his Hashkofet, which the guy, obviously, the guy who asked such a Shaila is not so interested in Hashkofet, right? He's not coming to the Musav Adam of the Noi de Biyuda. So Noi de Biyuda tells him hunting is not a good thing. He says it's Moilud Achzorius. He's not very pro hunting. And then he says, as far as Tzar Bal Chaim is concerned, it's not a problem. Halachically. He has a problem hashkafically, not halachically. He says, halachically, there's no din of Tzar Bal Chaim where a person has hanoah. Otherwise, you couldn't put an animal in a cage for entertainment purposes. You wouldn't be able to do it. But the Neid Yehuda explains that Tzar Bal Chaim of an animal is only b'mokum where it's not a Tzar Chodim. A Tzar Chodim, there's no Tzar Bal Chaim. But Al Kuponim, that's clear. If a person will go outside and in cold murder, I'm using the Lashon murder, the Psukim, kill an animal, there's no dumb shofar chlisho. So what's going on over here? What's the pshat? The Sforim HaKdoshim say very high level things. I can tell you what they say, but it's something, you know, beyond our comprehension. They say that when a person does a chet, he's mafresh a kol, so the neshama of the person gets integrated into that kol. Like we learned earlier in Vayikra, when the korban is shechted, it's like the person is shechted. There's some kind of connection between the korban and the human being. And therefore, when you go and take that korban, which already has been connected to the human being, and you don't shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a gedor of mitzvah. That's a Kabbalistic approach. I wanted to give a more down-to-earth approach that will also tie it in to Yom Kippur, why this parasha is found in, right next to the parasha of Yom Kippur. And it will also act as a bridge between Parshas Kedoshim, which is the other parasha, which is connected to this parasha, which starts off with Dabo Kaldas Pnei Yisrael Kedoshim to you, and I'm going to tie that into over here. So the hesbah I want to give you is like this. I base a lot of this on a concept that I saw years ago in the Shemi Shmuel. He goes a little bit in a different kivun, but I want to tie it into that idea. In the past, we have discussed that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash comes from the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, which means that the Rabbanu Shalom himself is mechaber himself to what we call the Nefesh HaYisraeli. There's a Nefesh Yisrael, and that Nefesh Yisrael is on an extremely elevated level, and each one of us is connected to that Nefesh Yisrael as long as we're connected to each other. But so long that we're not connected to each other, we don't have a connection to that Nefesh Yisrael. The famous Noam Elimelech says that when you do a mitzvah and you say, B'shem Kol Yisrael, he says, what's the pshat B'shem Kol Yisrael? Before you do a mitzvah, you say, B'shem Kol Yisrael. B'shem Kol Yisrael. He says, because really when a person does any mitzvah, they're serving God. Melech Malchayim Lochem HaKadosh Baruch. Now if I told you that you should be Mishamish to Vilna Goyim, you'd say, I'm not worthy. If I tell you, I'd like you to spend a day with the Vilna Goyim, you'd say, go to the mikvah 1,000 times, and then I'm not worthy to serve the Vilna Goyim. Person, you could drive a Godlad door. You could drive a Chaim Knievsky for a couple of blocks. You think 1,000 times before you go in, before you go out, what? And yet, we're all Shamoshim of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We work for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Did you ever feel, hey, you know something, I'm not worthy? I don't think any of us really feel that way. Do you ever wake up in the morning and put on your towels and say, one second, I'm serving Hashem. Who am I to serve Hashem? This is Melech Malchayim Lochem. It's not the God Lador. The God Lador is an ever to the Melech Malchayim Lochem. I'm serving the Melech Malchayim Lochem. I put on tefillin. I'm serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's going on? So the Noam Elimelech says, Ein Echanami. We aren't worthy. He says, before we go and we do a mitzvah, we say, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm not coming as an individual. I'm not coming as Moshe. I'm not coming as Bezalel. I'm coming as B'Shem Kol Yisrael. He says, that's why before you do a mitzvah, you tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm part of this army. Don't look at me as an individual. It's a beautiful idea. You go to do a mitzvah, you must unite yourself with Am Yisrael. And then you can say, no, I'll Am Yisrael, I could serve Hashem. I'll Am Yisrael, I'm worthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch. The emissary is that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that's the unification of Gans Klal Yisrael. Ki'il shechubro lo yachtov. That's what the Navi calls it. Yerushalayim abnu yakir shechubro lo yachlov. Yerushalayim is a city where hakol nasa b'chaverim, chaverim is chibo. We get all connected in Eretz Yisrael. And that's really where the Kedushas HaMikdash comes from. The Shem Yishmul has a beautiful idea. The Shem Yishmul says, we know that there's something called Heter HaBomos and Isser HaBomos. You ever think about it? What's a Boma? What is a Boma? A Boma reflects an individual's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I come as an individual. I serve Hashem. I have a Boma. I can have a Boma in my backyard. Right? What's a Mishkan? What's a Beis HaMikdash? It's a central place. The moment that there was a central place for Klal Yisrael, there was an Isser HaBomos. You can't serve Hashem as an individual. Because now, that is the unification of Gan's Klal Yisrael, that Mokom HaMikdash. That's what it is. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. Rabbeisai, that's the Lufnai V'Lufnim. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Toichoi Rotzuf Abba. The Kodesh Kedoshim, if you want to know what's the energy of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Gan's Klal Yisrael. That is the source of the Kodesh HaKedoshim, is the Achdus of Gan's Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Kohen, when he goes Yom Kippur, he takes the blood from the Dam HaPar, which is his individual Kohen, and he mixes it with the Dam HaSoyer. Because he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash as an individual. He can only go into the Beis HaMikdash for Klal Yisrael, as a messenger, as a member of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Then you could go inside. You can't go inside as a Yochid. That way you can't go in. We know that the Musag of Chibur is only by us. Malachim don't have such a Musag. Chablim says, right? The Malachim on Chablim says, there's no such thing as Achdus. Comes the Pasuk and says, V'chol Adam L'yabayil Moed, you should know, even Malachim can't go into the Kodesh Kadosh. Because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash Shomata comes from B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And that's why the Pasuk goes out of the... We're not trying to give a patch to the Malachim. We're trying to show that this Kodesh Kedoshim requires that essence of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Now I want to tell you, if you look at all the reasons why B'nai Aaron died, they all connect to a very central theme, which is they were on their individual road. They didn't get married. They were Malachim B'Fnei Raboi. Even Shtuyei, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. When I was a child, it bothered me. The first time I learned Parshas Achrimais. And I learned about Aaron HaKohen's sons, Tzadikim, Gedolim. And then I learned that they went in when they were drunk. Now let's think about this for a minute. This was the Chinuch HaMikdash. This wasn't like, you know, Beis HaMikdash was up for years. This was the day of the sanctification of Beis HaMikdash. You ever saw a child, when they a kid, they reach their 16th birthday, they get a permit. Okay? Now 16-year-olds could drive like behemoths. But when they come back from their permit, they just got the halavai, they would drive like that always. I mean, it's just got the permit. Person gets a new car. They park it 3 feet away from that, 3 feet away from there. They go to the back part of the parking lot so nobody has a shom to make a scratch. I always tell people, get the scratch right away. That way you don't have to live with these tzaras for. I think you live for 5 months worrying about scratches. You're going to get the scratch anyway, right? It's going to happen. So make the scratch, get the scratch, and get it over, get it past you. Lamaisa, something new. You're talking about a Beis HaMikdash. You're talking about the holiest place. You're talking about the day of the sanctification of the holiest place. Right? And then you're talking about the G'dolei Ador, not the Vaviyu. The G'dolei Ador. They got drunk when they went into the Beis HaMikdash the first day. Does that make sense? I've tainus that none of you asked this question. I can't say tochen. I don't mean personal tainus, chas v'shalom. The first day, the sanctification of Beis HaMikdash. Imagine Beis HaMikdash goes up and they find Reb Chaim in the Beis HaMikdash drunk. Can't be. You'd say it's impossible. You wouldn't say, it's not shaykh. You wouldn't believe it, and you'd be right not to believe it. So not about you going to the Kodesh Kedoshim drunk. That's pshat. But I realized years later, it hit me. For many years, this kasha bothered me. Then I realized this wasn't a mistake. This was no mistake. Nichnas yayin yotzosait. The fact is that when a person drinks, and especially a holy person drinks, they reach much higher levels. They reach a level of espastos agashmis. That's part of the concept of drinking on Purim. Right? Person reaches very high levels. Okay, other types of people drink, they reach other kinds of levels. They reach high levels, and actually, they go beyond the physical. So when Nodav Aviyu went in, some shot, they had a couple extra cups of vodka. They went in, they went in like that. But Shikras has a tremendous problem. The problem with Shikras is, although for a holy person it could bring you up, it separates you from the cloud. Till today, anybody who's a bucky in the tzoras of alcoholics know that the biggest problem of alcoholics is the people around them. They themselves go to very high madrigas. I'm not talking about chashom, they kill the pancreas and the liver in it, but I'm talking about the actual state that they could reach. If they were living alone in a bubble, they could go to very high madrigas. Yeah? But in the process, they'll get divorced, they'll beat up their kids, other people will fall apart in the process. The emesis, and that's why Purim, when you have to reach a level where you can't even differentiate, you drink, you can reach a level of simcha, adaloyada bin ha'omotcha. Separates you from the veld. So much so that a Talmud Chacham can't even pass in a shiloh for other people when he drinks. Can't pass. So Nodav Aviyu, they went in Kodesh Kodoshim, they wanted to reach the highest level for themselves. So that fits the theme of not getting married. You're your own level. No, so now I'm going to go in, I'm going to reach the highest level of Naivotim. You can't be a shlich of Klal Yisrael when you're a shikim. But for yourself, you can reach the high level. And that's why when Chana was on this tremendous level, it says, Vayachshevel Eli L'Shikura. When he saw her, he thought she was drunk. There's a beautiful Ger Rebbe. Imre Yemes. He says, What's Psha Vayachshevel Eli L'Shikura? He thought she was drunk. First, it sounds like he knew nothing. Eli HaKohen looked at her, he thought she was drunk. Then she tells him, No, I'm here because I have a bakoshen. And then Eli tells her, You know what? You're already pregnant. Chazal tells us, he told her, You're already pregnant. So he goes from being completely oblivious. We'd be very disappointed today. It's not a Rebbe Shemais that Eli thought she was drunk. You know, because as Rebbe, he should know everything. And then he goes from thinking she's drunk, Tosh Kedei Dibo, he says, Yeah, I know, and you're already pregnant. So the Ger Rebbe had a beautiful vote in Rehemis. He said, A tzaddik, he feels the pain of Klal Yisrael. He feels the tzara of Klal Yisrael. So when Eli HaKohen saw her, and he saw her, you know, davening, whatever she was doing there, he didn't feel any tzaras. So he figured she's drunk, because he didn't feel any tzara. But when she told him she taka had a tzara, he said, It can't be, I didn't feel it, it must be you're already pregnant. That's why I didn't detect it, because there is no tzara. If there would have been a tzara, I would have felt it. He said, Meili, you're already pregnant. Kachava, she was already pregnant. But Al Koponim, so the Bnei Aaron, they went in, Shtuyei Ayin. It wasn't a mistake. That was the Taina Noach. I learned that that's Shana Noach as well. When Noach came out of the Teva, Noach HaTzadik, who built the Teva for 120 years, he came out to be Mechanach the world, where he gets drunk. He was trying to reach an elevated level with his shikras. He wasn't trying to just to get drunk, to hang out in the gutters. But Noach, that was the time on him. He wasn't tuned in enough into the door. Rabbeinu Shem had a time on the shikras. So that's the pshat. When you go lifnai v'lifnim, you have to know, you have to be part of Klal Yisrael. That's the only schus to go lifnai v'lifnim. And it could be that this is the reason why a Kohen Gadol who's not married can't even go lifnai v'lifnim. Because how do you connect yourself to Klal Yisrael? That's through a bias and through Kohen Rivia. Chazal tells us in Maseches Yumah that if a Kohen Gadol is not married, he can't even go lifnai v'lifnim. If his wife died in Yom Kippur, he can't go in. He separate another wife from him, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shema Thomas Ishta. Right? Because they're afraid of Shavah. Because if you're not mechubet to Klal Yisrael, you can't go into the Kodesh Kadosh. That's why the Azhara before the Parshas Yom Kippur is Al Yomus Kederach Shemeiz Bonav. There's such a taiva when you go lifnai v'lifnim for your own self aliyah as an individual. You have to realize the Yetzirah of a great man is to go higher. So the Yetzirah, Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, he should be his own aliyah. He has to know al yomus kederech shemeiz bonov. That was the nodav aviyu, and that's the pshat shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is somebody takes a kolben that was supposed to be sanctified in the Beis Hamikdash as klal Yisrael, and instead he's makriv in it what would be a bomo. He's breaking himself from klal Yisrael. It's a shtickle level of ritzicha in the level of the unification of the am. And that's the connection between the parsha of Shchutei Chutz and the parsha of Yom Kippur. Because Shchutei Chutz is taking what should be mechuber and making it into a bomb. And that's the Hemshech HaDvarim. And that's why parshas Kedoshim, we don't have enough time, we ran out of time already, but that's why parshas Kedoshim starts Dabel Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, parshas Zubahakel Nem. Parshas was said in unification. What's the pshat? The pshat is the only way to get Kedusha. Is dafke if it's Bahakel through the connection to Gan's Klal Yisrael.